Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, how are you? I'm expecting Lisa today, so she was out of town, and I'm glad to co-host this show with her. We're going to talk about serendipity and synchronicity. Aren't these great words? I think these are happy words. So if you give me a second, I'm going to go see if I can make sure she doesn't have any problems. And there she is. Yay. Okay, there she is. All righty. So I was getting ready to go send our search plane for you, because I know you travel a lot and you're out in the boonies sometimes. So welcome back, Lisa. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you doing, Tree?
I'm great. I shouldn't say you're out in the boonies, but you guys have went into some really in the woods and camped out and hiked and all that kind of stuff. So you welcome back. How's everything good? How was your trip?
The trip was great. So I was out in a cabin in the woods a couple weeks ago, actually last week, and then this week I was on a long trip with my girlfriends, just a long weekend. We had a great time. We were in West Virginia and had an amazing time together. It's always good to be with your girlfriends.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to be with some of my girlfriends this weekend. It's my birthday weekend, so I'm super excited. I haven't celebrated my birthday since 2020, so that must mean I haven't gotten older. That's a good thing. So,
that's
anyway.
Right. Well, happy early birthday. That's wonderful.
I know. I'm excited. So let's talk about something. Today we're going to talk about serendipity and synchronicity. And I love serendipity, synchronicity. I've never heard anybody say anything negative about it. So maybe they don't believe in it, but we'll talk about that too. So what's your thoughts on serendipity and synchronicity?
Well, you know, and this is funny that you asked, because I just went ahead and looked up the definition of serendipity, and it says the occurrence and development of events by chance in a happy or beneficial way, quote, a fortunate stroke of serendipity. So it's almost like, you know, things that happen are happening by chance, although we all believe that, or at least most of us believe, that things that do happen, that happen certain ways, aren't by chance. They're meant to be. At least that's how I believe that, and that's my stance. And so I honestly, when I heard, you know, and looked at the definition of serendipity, I'm like, well, that's really cool, but I personally don't think that anything happens by chance.
Okay. So how about synchronicity? What did you have a chance? Because I like them both. They're good. I can talk all day about them, but I won't do that. Anyway, what's your thoughts about synchronicity? Sorry?
Let's see what synchronicity says. So synchronicity says the simultaneous occurrence of events which appear significantly related but have no discernible causal connection. That's another interesting definition.
Yes, it is.
These are interesting words, Tari, honestly, because they both have similar meanings, but yet they're very different. And from my perspective, I do believe that things that happen in our life are meant to be, and it's not by coincidence. That's the way it's supposed to be. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I always I'm gonna approach it. So serendipity. Here's what I feel. It's a fortunate accident, right? And people don't believe in accidents. I get it. So I'm just gonna stick with that for in this moment, I'll tell you why in a second. But one of the things that I do believe, it's a fortunate accident. So let's say this, when you're, I've been out and about and I've seen a friend of mine that I was actually wanting to talk to, and I was like, I need to reach out to her. And then a week or two later, I found her. I hadn't seen her since college. And, you know, we were best buddies then and we're best buddies now. But it was I saw her out and about when I was in North Carolina. And so it was like a fortunate accident, right? But I had been thinking about her. briefly, okay, maybe 60 seconds, I'd like to reach out to her. So was that meant to be? I think so. But if they say it's a fortunate accident or whatever, so it's up to you to distinguish that. I know that I think synchronicity is amazing, because a lot of times I have a friend of mine that won a whole bunch of money in poker, and she said, when I see certain things, when she saw a group of numbers, you know, before she played that day, before she got to the casino, she says, I knew that I was going to win tonight, right? And so I think that synchronicity is more on what's going on your spiritual level, and not that serendipity isn't, but I think synchronicity is that way. And so she won a great deal of money in playing poker, because that's what she was and still is, a professional gambler, and does really well with it. But, you know, she looks for signs to see how she's going to, you know, should she play tonight or should she not? And she goes, if I try to not honor those signs and I, you know, that I get, she goes, I just trust the synchronicity of everything to happen. You know, when I met my guy, this is the guy that he and I broke up a couple of years ago, but before that, we were supposed to meet. And so I remember dreaming about him before I ever met him. And so I think it was synchronicity, because I kept dreaming about him. And then I like dating websites, guys. People have different thoughts about them, but I think anywhere you meet a guy in the grocery store or a girl, wherever you meet them, it's meant to be. And so I was looking at the guys, and then the second guy I looked at, I was like, huh, that's that guy from my dream. And so, and then I looked down, and he sent me a note, you know, how you send like quick messages, hi, my name is whatever. And so I knew, and from that point on, you know, we got together and we eventually lived together, and it was wonderful, you know, for a really long time. But I knew I was supposed to meet him, and that was the dream I had about him. So, you know, that's synchronicity, you know, where it's like you have things like a friend of mine, he says when he sees a sign like a car, Q80, Q80, I can't remember, but anyway, he says when he sees that car, he knows that the woman that he's supposed to meet is around, close to him, and he'll meet her in a short time. Not necessarily that day, but that's something that he uses as a synchronicity event. And, you know, so I think that synchronicity really ties into your soul, the inside of you. Serendipity is something, well, they all tie to your soul, and there's no accidents, like you say. But I think that consciously serendipity is more of something, it's like an aha moment. Wow, can't believe that just happened, right? And yet it was meant to happen. That's what I feel.
Right.
Anyway, is that cool? Is that what you think?
No, I like that explanation. I like that, you know, like things that happen, you're like, aha. You know, the aha moment, I think, is what gets you, because you really, you know, again, for those of us that believe it, things aren't just happening by happen chance. They're meant to happen. But when it does happen and you're like, wow, I get it, you know, it finally like comes full circle. And when you start to think, gosh, is it ever going to happen? And then when it does, I think is when that aha moment really hits you.
Right. Right. You know, I mean, I have friends of mine that look for numbers, because numbers never lie. I mean, a lot of things will lie, but numbers never do, right? Four plus four is always going to equal eight, right? Unless you're doing binary, and then that's a little different. But, you know, so one of the things that I feel is really super important is to really know, you know, what you're looking to create, and look for signs, like, I don't know if you believe in totem animals. I do. And you know, so one of mine is a dolphin, and the other one is a jaguar. So whenever I see a jaguar, it's like, okay, I need to pay attention, because something is not, the jaguar is trying to protect me from something, or trying to give me information. You know, and God and Jesus do that better than any being. does. But sometimes, you know, you can see, like, see a picture of a jaguar, or you just something like that, or you see a show, and you say, oh, there's a jaguar. And I know when I see it in a certain way that that's a sign for me to start looking, okay, what do I feel? Is there somebody around me that's dishonest, you know? And then I start praying. I go, God is, you know, God and Jesus and Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, help me with that, you know? So that's good, too, as well. And you know, so people, you know, I have a friend of mine, she goes to different places, and she says, if I see an angel or the number 444, I know that's a good place for me to go. So do you have any numbers or charms, good luck charms that you use, or prayers or anything like that that have helped you in synchronicity and or when you have a serendipitous moment? So, you know, like love is always good.
Love is always good. My numbers have tended to be 513, and I think I've shared this on the show before. That's the day that my oldest son was born on May 13th. Come to find out, his great-great-grandmother was also born on May 13th, and they are exactly 100 years apart in age. So
wow.
Those numbers have always meant something very special to me, and I know that I oftentimes will see 513, like if I wake up in the morning and I look at the clock, it's 513. Or if I'm driving and it's in the evening and I look at the time on my car and it's 5:13. It's amazing. Like, my grandson was born on March 14th, but if you think about the way the numbers work, it could be 5:13. So, I don't know, that those numbers just tend to be a part of my life, and there's obviously a reason why I'm always seeing it. So I'm very grateful and blessed for that.
I am, too. I remember you told me that your grandson, by the way, God, he has got the cutest little grandson. He is a doll. I love him. life is magical with him, I got to tell you. So, but he's beautiful. So he's got the numbers 513 is for you. And so your son and his great-great-great-grandmother, triple grandmother, they were
double.
Born with the same birthday. Wow. Okay. Do you feel Do you feel a spiritual connection with them, or is there anything like that? That's something I would want to know.
You know, I was close. I actually knew my great grandmother, who was my son's great great grandmother. I mean, I knew her, and I was probably in middle school when she passed. So I had many years of getting to know her, and I was extremely, extremely close with my grandparents. So the great-grandmother I'm referring to is my grandfather's mother, and we would visit with them every single Sunday. I would go with my grandfather to the grocery store. We would bring them groceries every Sunday. We would sit there and, you know, have conversation. Of course, she didn't speak hardly any English. She was Italian, and so my grandfather had to, like, kind of translate for me, being such a young age. But I've always just felt a really deep connection to my ancestors. And I value and respect what they have allowed me to be in my life. And so I know a lot of people my age really didn't know that level of their family. But to say that I had a relationship with my great-grandparents on both sides is few and far between. So I know that I've been very blessed, and I'm very, very honored to say that I knew my great-grandparents on both sides. So it's something that I do hold very dear to my heart.
I do. I'm with you, because the generation now, I'm not saying that this is always true, but I think that, you know, we are such a high-tech generation, you know, with the social media and everything, that the grandmother, the great grandparents and everything like that, when we knew, you know, when we were growing up, we don't have that here. My daughter doesn't, and I don't know if both your boys do or not, but my daughter doesn't. She knew my mother, you know what I mean, but my dad's mom. and her dad's mom died way before she, was born. So that's a great gift you've given your children and your grandbaby too, because you're the grandmother, and so he gets to know you and Grandpa, right? And he's got two grandpas because you're married again, which I love, right?
Oh, yes, thank you. I really do appreciate that, Tree. I just, like I said, there's not many people my age group, that have that. And there's not many people even younger than me that can say that they've known multi-generations, on a personal level. So I am very fortunate to have that. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I like that. And so your grandson, he's going to grow up with a rich heritage. And I feel like that. I wish we could do that a little bit more or bring that back a little bit more. And I guess that's up to us, right? To do that. So I'm super happy for you. That's a great gift you got there with your family and everything. And do you ever feel them around you, giving you information? I know that can be synchronicity, when you're having a big party. And I have a friend of mine, she's a big party, family party, and she invites them, So, her family, she always knows when it's going to be really good and what to serve and all that, because she feels her grandmother around and her mother around. So they prepare. So is that synchronicity? I think it is. And, is it serendipity? It's not an accident. She knows what she's doing, and she's waiting for the signs from her family to her ancestors to help her out there, grandmother and great-grandmother. So anyway, but that's cool, too, as well. And your boys, do they have the same thing? I know Michael does, right? He holds to family traditions, don't you think?
Michael is very much a family man. He is so, he's very much appreciative of the family that he grew up with. The fact that he had such a close relationship with my grandparents, I mean, I honestly, and I tell him, I write him a letter every Christmas, and every Christmas in that letter, I just remind him that my grandfather, who's his great-grandfather, continues to live on through him. He was just a gentle, gentle soul, loved everyone, had nothing ill to say about anyone. But that's not to say that, people, wouldn't take advantage of him or didn't take advantage of him. I'm not saying that, because he would not allow it. I mean, he was just the kind of person that he would never turn anyone away, but he knew who he was, and he was very confident in who he was. Just a gentle, gentle soul. And I know that my son Michael lives on through him. So, You talk about the serendipity and the synchronicity, and just, both of those adjectives are just tremendous parts of humanity, in my opinion. But it's all coming from God and the angels and our loved ones above. At least that's my feeling.
I agree with you, and I want to say something about synchronicity. Serendipity, finding love, I don't think it's an accident. I think that's in our soul agreement. I know it was with me, myself and Rob, but if you guys, anybody here listening an hour later, if you're looking for your soulmate, right, then make sure you say, okay, what are some signs that you would like to see, right, so that, because synchronicity is more about what's going on in your soul level and your heart level, right? Where serendipity is, you walk down the street and you're like, oh my gosh, I was looking for my friend and I saw her, right? I hadn't seen her in years. And, and we reconnected. But what I'm going to say to you is, you or anybody, is that if you have using synchronicity for your, a job or a great love, right? So you can say, okay, if I see these numbers or I see this sign, or, then I know that that love is coming sooner rather than later. Because I don't know how you are, Lisa, but there's times I feel like I've had to wait forever for something to happen. And that's not really true, mm-hmm. but, we're impatient. you know, so that's what I feel there. And I also know that if I just give it time, it does happen. But has that ever happened to you where you're like, oh, what's a sign? I know you have the cardinals. That is, you see, you, the other day you had a synchronicity experience with the cardinals, right? And yeah. Can you share that again? Some people haven't listened to it, and it doesn't matter who. I never get tired of that story.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, I say my prayers at night. I say my prayers during the day. I'm just constantly talking to God and the angels. So the morning when we were out in our cabin, you know, in an hour or so away from home, just, you know, having our quiet time, I was sitting on the deck, and I was having my coffee and saying my prayers. And I was literally saying, if you all are listening to me and can hear me, please send me a sign. Because I had been going through some real challenging things still to a degree. And I'm telling you, within a split second, a cardinal flew into the tree right next to me and just sat right there. And I started to get tears in my eyes, and my husband was sitting across the table from me on the deck, and he's like, what's wrong? And I explained to him, you know, what had just happened, and he just kind of smiled and held my hand. I mean, it was just, it was so comforting, because when you, at least for me, when I think that they're not listening, they really, truly are listening. And that's not the first time that that's happened to me. You know, I'll be driving, and I'm talking to God and the angels, and I'm praying, and a cardinal will fly literally right in front of my windshield. I'll be at the kitchen sink, and I say my prayers, and I'm thinking and talking and praying. And one time, four cardinals, two males and two females, sat in the tree right outside my kitchen window where my sink is. Stood right there. I have a roof that I can look over from my bathroom window, and I'll open my blind, and there's cardinals sitting on the roof, and or roof, or however you want to say it. So when I start to feel down and think that nobody's listening, I remind myself of those cardinal sightings, because they're so comforting to me, and they are definite reminders that my loved ones in heaven and God and the angels are listening. So, you know, we've said this all along, Carrie, it's not in our time when things happen. It's God's time. And we just have to be extremely patient. And I do believe that once we as human beings can let the human side of our thoughts and processes go and truly let go and let God, is when we are going to find comfort, and or we are going to receive what we've been praying for. So it's
absolutely,
it's a comforting piece, but it can also be what we've been asking for. And sometimes we don't always get what we want, because either we're not ready to receive it, it's not in God's time, it's not meant to be, it's not right now, because our, as we know, our generation, our society is so quick. We want everything now, and that's not in God's time. So we truly, truly have to put our faith and trust in Him.
Right. You do.
And that's my story.
Okay. Yeah, and I love that. I love the cardinal story. I really do. And you told it the other day, and I know you touched a lot of people's hearts. But, you know, you guys, you can ask for things to be given to you. Because, like, serendipity, I feel, is a fortunate accident. But synchronicity is something that, you know, that's talking to your soul and your heart. So seeing the cardinals for you, Lisa, that's something that is a sign that, you know, and I guess you asked for that sign, or however you did it, but you can ask for a sign, you know, numbers. I love seeing numbers, right? So you can, you know, and you can ask for, you know, a song. I have a friend of mine, when she's talking to her family, she wants to hear a song. And, you know, or not only her family, but she's looking for something to be, say, is this the right direction for me? Then she wants to hear a song, and, you know, in the next hour or so, and she gets her song, she knows she's on the right track. I promise you that your soul and We can ask for a sign, and I promise you, heaven, and I always say heaven and your family in heaven, your soul family, God and Jesus, they're going to really help you. And Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit will really help you with that and give you that little synchronicity that you're looking for to know that you're that this is what you need to do. And all you have to do is ask, you know what I mean? And then, you know, keep that. I like the numbers 444, 444. I was like, okay. And there's a book written by Nick Bunick, I think, yeah. And it's about the number 444. Your guardian angels are around you, and they're trying to talk to you. I always say guardian angels and God and Jesus, right? And, you know, nothing wrong with that. So three fours in a row, good deal. And but as I said, I have a friend of mine who plays poker. She's really good. You know, she does it full time, and she does it as, like, that's her job. But she makes a lot of money. She's also lost money, but not so much anymore. She says, I know when I need to stop and I know when I need to play. I was like, okay. So, you know, and that works for us. So I love it. So anyway, does that make sense, Lisa?
That is really neat. Yes, I love that.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're doing good here. And, you know, sometimes people have a calling to do something, right? So you can ask for a sign, you know, what's your sign? And then honor that, you know, you know, do you want to help? Like, I like animals. So I go, okay, I'm going to help this way. And that's what I do, you know, and then especially when am I supposed to help this person? And I'll get a sign, you know, from the angels, and the angels will talk to me. But sometimes it's a lot easier to get, you know, see one of those numbers or like the cardinals or something like that. That can be a lot easier for all of us, you know, to do. And that's a great way to connect with heaven, I believe. And, you know, and if you want to know how you can, if you are, you know, people are looking to try to help people now because we're in such a tumultuous time. And so you can use synchronicity for that and serendipity, but synchronicity more, I think. So you can say, okay, if I'm supposed to do this work, whatever it may be, you know, helping animals, help veterans or whatever, then show me. And this, I would like to see this number three times, right, in the next 24 hours or something. But just ask, because I promise you, you'll get your answer. And, you know, and usually if you have that on your heart anyway, there's nothing wrong. That's probably what you need to do. That's what I think, you know, too, as well. So
I agree, Tariya, and I can't stress enough, you know, getting what we're specifically asking for might not come at the time that we feel we need it, but what might come is the comfort in knowing that you now have the patience and that you've allowed God and the angels to take over. So you have to look at it that different way as well. So I totally hear what you're saying, and we know that it comes in time, but don't discount the fact that your answer might be you finding peace and comfort and waiting for the answer.
Yes, there you go. And sometimes that's huge. It's hard when you're waiting for something. Isn't it hard to be patient and have peace and comfort?
Yes.
You know, I mean, yeah, it just is. And so that's good. That's a good point. So there's always something called divine timing, right? I always think, God, my timing is way better than yours. And then every time God's timing is always better. Okay. So
yeah.
Anyway, I just...
Yeah,
exactly. That's good. Yeah. So listen, Lisa and I are getting ready to put a workshop together. I'm super excited about it. You know, attracting your soulmate, being the best version of yourself, living the life you love and loving the life you live, and also how to really, really live with on purpose, right? And we all have a purpose. And believe it or not, and I know sometimes you're like, oh, I hope my hair looks better. That's what I was saying today. I'm living my purpose today doing the show. Such a messy. So, anyway, that's I got a little humor there. But you guys, thank you so much. But we'll get back with you and what we're going to do with that. And you guys, we had a workshop last week that went really well, so we're going to do another one. But this is a little bit more focused on women, or a lot more actually. So men need love too. So we're going to learn how to love them better, right? Is that good?
We have to learn to love ourselves first, and then we can love others. So let's focus on that.
Yeah, exactly. So loving ourselves first, and Well, that's true. So people, and you know, people ask me the other day, women, they go, why have I not met my soulmate? I go, probably when you're looking for your soulmate, it's not the easiest way to find them. But when you're happy and joyful, I promise you, you attract so much more than just, not just than just, you attract your soulmate and much more. So, because you're in it, yeah, in love. And yeah, that's true. Well, I've enjoyed the show. Thank you, Lisa. And thank you for those who are listening now. We'll get back with you about this workshop, and we'll put it together. We're making it really fun, and where you guys get a lot out of it. So you guys take care and have a wonderful now. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Lisa.